Hatzara Shifra Barsa Bechala, we're up to packet 8. So I'll try to expediently do packet 8 and hopefully packet 9. Some of the highlights in packet 8 is Kvinas Akum. So the Gemara of the Zohar and Daf Chaf Tes gives many reasons for why the Chachavim answered non-Jewish cheese. Again, there's many reasons there. The Rambam, in Macholos Asurus, the reason that he chooses as the main reason is a chash that maybe they were mimed it, the cheese, with or kevas nevela. They used the, we spoke last time about the or keva, the stomach lining of a nevela, of a non-kosher animal, nevela. And we know that dover ha-mimed is not batel. So therefore, even though the milk was kosher milk, cow milk, but since they were maimed, if or kevas nevela, so al dover ha-mimed, we treat it like nevela, and therefore, that's the reason that the Rambam chooses from the reasons of the Gemara to highlight the Isra of Kvinas Akum. Now, the Rambam says that Mixas HaGaonim, he quotes, answered, even cheese if you know that it was not used from the or kevas nevela, let's say they used asavim or peiros or something else which is kosher, and the guy used that, and you know the guy used that to be maimed the milk into cheese, it doesn't matter, it's the gzeira, it's the davar shebeminyan, and they answered it like a low plug. So even though the reason doesn't apply, the isser is still there. That's in the Rambam in Macholos Asuras, Perek Gimel. There is a shita Meiri. The Meiri argues, he says that he wants to say that even the Rambam would admit that if in that whole location, the minig is to use asavim and not keva of an animal, not kevas nevela, and that's how it's done in that place, then he wants to say that even the osrim, like the Rambam, like these shita the Rambam quotes, would be moda, that would be moter. So that's the Meiri's hosafa. Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch, we pass in and some Kuftas Vav, that Kvinas Akum is Aser, and it's even Aser if it's done with Asavim, like the Pashas of the Lashon of the Rambam, without that Meiri Knech. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. There is a Ramah there, who is Mekel if Yisrael Ro'eu. If Yisrael sees it, then the cheese will be Mutter. The Ramah says if a Jew sees the guy doing it, turning it into cheese, and he sees it's all kosher, then
isn't that what
kashrus is? Right. So he says basically you have a mashgiach there, so it's okay. That's what the Ramah says, and the Shach disagrees. He says just a mashgiach watching is still aser because this is a gzera of kvinas akum. So just knowing that it's kosher ingredients is not, and the straw testifying that those kosher ingredients and all that is not going to help, because that's there. It's a davar shebeminyan. Even if we, like the Machaber said, even if it's done by asavim, doesn't matter. So the Ramah has this kula that if the straw sees it, then it's okay. The Shach argues and says if the straw sees it, it's aser. The only time it could be mutter, says the Shach, is if either the straw actually puts the davar hamaymet in, because then the straw is making the cheese, or if the Yisrael has some bilus on the cheese or the animals, something like that, then again, it's not Gvinas Akum. The Yisrael has a kinyan in it. So the Shach staring into it, is it fitting into the Gzera of Gvinas Akum or not fitting into the Gvinas Akum? Irrespective of whether we know it's kosher or not. Is that clear? That Shach versus Ramo? Good?
In some of the ingredients or all the ingredients?
Well, it's the rennet. You have to pour in the davar hamayim.
The Yisrael has the bilus
over
the rennet.
The Yisrael either pours the rennet in, even if he doesn't own it, but he's the one that pours it in. He's the one that's mimed the cheese, then it will be Kvinas Yisrael. Or, even if he doesn't pour it in, but if he owns the cows, or if he has some deal that will own X percent of the cheese, he has some bilus on the thing, then the Shach will say, it's not Nichlal and Gvinas Akum. One last point in this shir, and that is, what about soft cheeses? Gvinos Trutos, as we call them. So the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir. He's very stark in his being machmir. And he says there's no difference between the hard cheeses and the soft cheeses, you know, like cottage cheese, it's all the same. The surim apply across the board and equally. Rav Moshe is the one who has a kula by soft cheeses, because really, it would happen anyway. The milk would turn into the cheese anyway. You're just hastening the process by putting in the davar hamaimid. But it's something that would really happen anyway. So this is not nichlal in the gvinas akum. You know, it's because it's something, if I'm not mistaken, I think you said it would happen anyway. Meaning, you're just making it happen quicker.
What would happen?
It would turn into cottage cheese on its own. No, you're just helping it along. So that's not nichlal in the gzeira of gvinas akum, and therefore it's not considered. Any treif in there would not be considered davar hamaimed, because you don't need it to be maimed. It's only to help it out to go quicker. So it doesn't have the status of davar hamaimed. So any treif would be batel. And basically, it's not included in the Zera of Kuna Sakum. And he has it as a Svara, and he says in the end of the Tshuva, you know, you shouldn't be Moicha for those who are Mako in this, because of that Svara. Rav Moshe. Okay? So that was basically the highlights of Packet 8. We can do the highlights of Packet 9 now. And Packet 9 was also very short. The Isra halah of basar and chalav on one table. The fact that if you're eating basar, you're eating chalav, you can't have the opposite one on the table at the same time for fear that maybe you'll inadvertently, you know, take some of the, if you're eating basar, you'll take the chalav, if you're eating the chalav, you'll take the basar. So, just a couple of nekudas here. The shach in Peches, his maskana is that you should be machmir regarding this Isra on anything that you are lo bedili minei, that is something which is not, which you're accustomed to, you're not separated from. The dvarim mutarim, for instance, basar and chalav. Chametz, the Pesach, even though maybe it's the goyis, you shouldn't eat on the table because chametz is bread, and you always used to eating bread. If you asked something mitam neder, again, it's in your mind, it's something which is mutter, you have this iser superimposed, you may forget. As opposed to something which is like pig, which is just in your mind that, you know, you don't touch that. So the chashash is when it's something which you are used to eating, and it's just us or now, like, I eat fleishchachs, I eat milchachs. So I may forget while I'm eating the fleishchachs and take the milchachs. They're all dvarim which are mutter, and you're accustomed to them. Lo b'dili minei, you're not separated from them. Then, that's where the iser applies. How do you be master it? One of two ways. Either if...
This is all
the maskon on the shach. It's only master if either you're eating at the table with something that you're someone who you're not makir. I'm eating fleishchachs, someone else is eating milchachs, and we have no shaychus to each other. We just happen, we're just both park ourselves on some picnic bench, you know, in a park, and we don't know each other. So there's no shach that we're going to take from each other because we don't really know each other at all. Right? So that, as opposed to if we know each other, then, you know, you're sitting with a family member, you may take something, but if it's something that you don't know, in makirin, then it would be mutter. Or, if it's someone that you do know, but you put a heker, this is the second way, you put a heker, something to remind yourself on the table, that when you see it, you'll remember, oh, I'm eating fleishchachs, I'm eating milchachs, and you won't come to take. So those are the two ofanim of being of kulas. Either ein makirin, or, right, you don't recognize, you don't know the person, or there's a heker.
Did we say tablecloth is a heker? Different tablecloths?
Right, if you're on a different table, so if you have like another
placemat.
Yeah,
placemat. Like
it means, right, we did say that.
And that was
doing
again?
That, all I said was, that's the maskon of the shach. I mean, all these inyonim are talking about in Peches, but I mean, that's how shach has a little bit of an arichos, and that's his maskon. Now, regarding this heker thing, so the Darkei Tshuva brings down some shitos somewhere that say that the heker only works if it's two people eating on a table. Let's say I'm eating chalav, you're eating basar, then the heker will work. But if it's one person eating alone and he has both basar and chalav on the table, then the heker will not work. That's what the Darkei Tshuva quotes. That's a caveat within the Hecker world. One other issue is, what if, would this a Shomer work? We spoke about Ein Makir, we spoke about Hecker. Now what about a Shomer? What if I have someone standing there, you know, making sure that I don't inadvertently take from the other men? So this is my focus. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it does not work, because it's not shayach that a Shomer could, you know, eyeball you the whole time like that and be quick enough to stop you. And the Leiv Aryeh is the one who says that a Shomer will work. Okay?
Who said it won't?
Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
He just says it from the opposite side, that he feels that it will be fast enough?
Then he quotes the whole thing by Abraham. He feels such a. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think, just says practically it.
The Darkei Tshuva was quoting the Beged Lilvosh.
Beged Lilvosh. Okay. Now, one last issue, quick inyan over here, and that is there's a Rashash. He's not the only one who says it, but we saw it from the Rashash. That this Isser, if you're eating fleishach that has milchik on the table at the same time, only applies if it's like a food, not a drink. A drink is always in a cup. He seems to be concerned that maybe the foods will touch each other on the table. And if they touch each other, there will be less milchik going into the fleishach, so I'll have cheese and meat on the table. If they accidentally touch each other, there will be some... some cheese will go on the meat, or the meat will go on the cheese, and that's a concern. But if it's milk or a liquid in a cup, so it's in its own container.
But the Hecker wouldn't be good for him, though.
What? Hecker for what?
According to the Rosh Hashanah, the Hecker wouldn't be helpful.
It'll still be helpful. It still, keeps your mind on it. But he wants to say a kula, and I think others may say it also, that If I'm eating fleishach and there's milk in a milk container on the table, there would not be a shash because the milk is protected by the container. The Bari HaShulchan is Machmir, and he holds that even if it's liquid in a container, you still have the same iser of hala. Okay.
Right.
You could say that maybe you'll finish the hadachah because it's not going to usually be hadachah.
That's true.
Okay.